Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, hey, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name's Chris Guillebeau, your host, and welcome to Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, our weekly segment where we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. We've been doing the podcast more than 2,000 days now. That would be 2,000 days in a row. So we've got all kinds of great stories and case studies to go back to. Now, last week we heard from a web developer who goes from corporate to self-employed, hunting down clients on online job boards like Upwork. Today in our latest feature, we'll hear from Sage Michaels. Sage owns a resume templates and coaching business. That would be resume like CV, like, you know, what you need for LinkedIn or if you're applying for jobs. Whenever I see the word resume without the accent mark on the E, I'm always like, resume? Like, is this resume templates? Oh no, resume templates. Okay, I got it. So Sage, we heard from her once before in season three. So quite a while back, I guess more than, 1,400 days or something. Been a while. So let's hear directly from Sage with her update, her throwback, and I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
As I sit here reflecting on the past couple of years, I can hardly believe the journey that I've been on. Starting my own business, selling resume templates, and offering coaching services was a huge leap of faith, but it turned into one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. When I first had the idea, I was working a corporate job that I wasn't particularly passionate about. I knew I wanted to do something more meaningful, and helping others succeed in their careers seemed like the perfect fit. So I took a deep breath and quit my job to pursue my dream. Those early years were both exciting and terrifying. I spent months researching and designing the perfect templates, and I poured my heart and soul into creating something that I was truly proud of. I also spent hours practicing and perfecting my coaching techniques so I could provide the best possible service to my clients. I'll never forget the day I launched my website and started promoting my business. I was a bundle of nerves, but I knew deep down that I had something special to offer, and I was right. The response was slow at first, but steady. I was thrilled to see the impact my work was having on people's lives, and it was fulfilling to know that I was really making a difference. One of my biggest highlights came when I helped a client land their dream job at a top company. The client had been struggling to get interviews, but after using my template and receiving coaching on how to present themselves, they were able to impress the hiring managers and secure the job. It was an amazing feeling to be a part of such a life-changing moment. Over the past couple of years, my business has grown by leaps and bounds. I now earn $4,000 a month, and that's part-time, and I couldn't be happier. But what really makes me proud is the impact I've been able to make on so many people's lives. I've helped countless individuals take the next step in their careers, and that's something that money can't buy. Looking back, I can honestly say that starting this business was one of the best decisions I ever made. It's not always been easy, but it's been worth it. If I were to give advice to someone starting a similar business, I would say to make sure you connect your career services to genuine career results. It sounds simple, but you really need clients to believe that your work will help them. Once they do, everything gets easier. Thanks for letting me share my story. Best of luck to everyone out there.
Sage, thanks so much. Really appreciate you sharing those updates with us. I love that statement about how starting the business is one of the best decisions she's ever made. Listeners, I encourage you, if you have not moved forward with your side hustle or your business yet, there's something that's waiting for you as well. You just got to go make it happen. And I hope that this daily series can encourage you a bit along the way. Let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. If you've got a question or an update for us, sidehustleschool.com/questions. And lastly, today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2224. That's all for today. But of course, I'll be back tomorrow and I hope you'll join me. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.